freaking cold.
You got frostbite yet?
In the frigid Canadian North, young pilots seeking adventure.
That's why all those guys are up here.
Battle the elements in World War II planes. On this episode, a power failure in Yellowknife in the dead of winter.
We're 30 minutes away from everything just blowing up.
And Dwayne struggles to get the Electra to the brink of the North Pole.
I wish Dwayne was here.
Dwayne's in shit.
Buffalo Airways looks like this, the Lockheed Electra turboprop. After investing millions of dollars in these 1950s era planes, company president Joe McBrien has been reluctant to spend more money to keep them flying.
I'd rather operate DC-4s and DC-3s, but that era is soon come to pass with the lack of fuel and the new regulations that are out there.
But with no contracts since last summer, Joe's Electras have spent the winter parked in a snowbank.
I think Friday. Yeah.
So Dwayne Hicks, Buffalo's new senior manager, is working hard to get the Electras flying.
This is the future. There's a lot of opportunity here.
With a damn the torpedoes approach, Dwayne has persuaded Joe to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the Electras ready for action.
Finally, some movement to the positive side of things. Get this puppy in here, melt the snow off her, get her airworthy.
But with no work for the Electra yet, he's playing a high-stakes game with Joe McBrien's money. The Electra is Buffalo's largest cargo hauler and the only big plane in the fleet that runs on jet fuel, rather than avgas, which is nearly obsolete. The Electra flies almost twice as fast as the DC-4. Can carry nearly triple the payload of the C-46 and weighs four times more than the DC-3.
I gotta go get the battery cart, though.
After wrenching on Buffalo's piston engine since he was a teenager, mechanic Adam Smith has entered the jet age.
Trying to slowly get things going here. But I don't really know what I'm doing, so it might take me a while.
He thinks he's king shit, but he's fart the messenger boy.
One battery?
He's now tasked with maintaining the jet-powered Electra, and he has a lot of catching up to do.
Elevator going up. Cue the elevator music. Da, 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 da. There. Now. Oh, I heard power. See if we got it. Hey!
For the first time, Adam is working on the Electra without the guiding hand of his mentor, Chuck Adams, who is no longer at Buffalo.
There.
He knows that Adam has quite a hill to climb.
You work on DC-3s and you go work on Electra, you're not really going to know your shit, are you? He's got to learn the systems, the airplanes, and everything. It's going to take him a long time.
I'd just kind of like to be a sea otter, float with the tide and everything, but I guess I can't do that anymore. It's a 300-hour inspection that I'm taking over from a bunch of other guys. So I don't know what's been done and what hasn't been done. I just have to go through the check sheets and see what they've got signed off.
It's a huge airplane. It's not a DC-3. It's about three times the size. And so I'm spending a lot of time reading the book whenever I have a problem.
Hydraulic service center. Excellent.
You know, Adam's just been thrown on the airplane, and next thing you know, he's on it for 10 hours a day every day for how long?
And Adam's still getting a read on Dwayne.
Hey, Adam?
Yeah.
Got a paper.
What?
Big favor.
Is it sexual?
No.
Then I'll listen now. I guess Dwayne was an engineer at one point. but I've never seen him pick up a tool, and he talks about things, but he doesn't really have a clue what's going on around here. He's a yes man.
This has to get serious real quick.
Dwayne's determined to prove he's more than a yes man. He's trying to jumpstart the Electra program. But to do that, he needs contracts and a crew.
You know, Joe's mad, everybody's mad. If you got something going on for this airplane where you're going to need crews, let's go ahead and do this.
Certainly is my intention is to keep at least one crew current on it at all times.
We have a f***ing airplane out there that we have to fly. We need some work for it.
Dwayne hears the chief pilot loud and clear, but his leads haven't resulted in any electric contracts yet. The next morning, cargo manager Kelly Jurasevich's day is not getting off to a good start.
Holy shit! No wonder they f***ing wanted me to close them, the best f***ing. Joe throws a f***ing fit if this is open.
She's counting the days until she leaves all this behind for sunny Mexico, where she'll marry her longtime partner, Juan Tresher.
I'm actually really happy right now. Like, I don't know, I never thought Juan and I would ever get married, so I'm like, I can't wait for that day. I don't know if I'll laugh or cry or have to be drunk. I don't know what I'll do. My mind will be set for Mexico here soon, and that's all I'm going to think about.
Kelly's relying on her niece, Janelle Glenn, to cover for her when she goes away.
Just 1 second, let me check.
We put Janelle in charge of courier, Kelly in charge of the food mail.
Matt, I'm going to keep you with me to do the food mail.
We started a new regime, and it seemed to be working pretty good.
Food mail and courier are completely different things. My responsibility is to be at courier. Hey, do you have his number?
Me and her are trying to run the show over here, and we're just exhausted. It's burnt us both out. But we'll get through it.
But how will Janelle manage on her own when she has to do both food mail and courier when Kelly goes to Mexico?
I was supposed to be overseer of courier for one, and I'm doing courier. Okay, what is it? Why, where was it? Lost and found.
Sorry, keep going.
Janelle's starting to wonder what she's gotten herself into.
Thank you.
You got a 716th gearage?
How does that work for
you? Muchas gracias, senor.
Compared to the old warbirds that Buffalo flies, the Electra is high maintenance and high priced. Just one propeller on the Electra costs more than a used DC-3.
Probably about $250,000, one prop. And then each engine's worth about $1 million. Just for engines and props, you're looking at $5 million.
Getting the Electra program off the ground is costing Buffalo Joe a small fortune.
I put a lot of time and resources into Electras and all sorts of people.
So Dwayne needs to bring in a contract soon.
I had to research what jobs were out there and what that airplane could actually do.
Hey, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Call for you.
Nope.
Then, success.
Okay, great.
Dwayne wins a $500,000 bid to haul diesel fuel to an isolated Canadian forces station near the North Pole.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Bye.
It would be the furthest north Buffalo has ever flown. In fact, Alert is the northernmost inhabited place in the world. During the Cold War, the Alert station was the perfect spot to eavesdrop on Soviet communications.
Where we go now, makes Yellowknife look like Florida. We're going to start going directly northeast. We're going to end up in a town called Resolute Bay, and that's going to be our station point. And even there, we're going to go to the next level, which is literally the top of the world. We're going to go all the way up to the top of the world, Alert. And that's where we're going to deliver the fuel.
But now, the crew needs some specialized training.
Because of the darkness and the time of year and the place they're going into the Arctic polar night. They had to refresh themselves on Arctic polar navigation.
We are already past the magnetic North Pole. So once we pass here, we're actually going south. Your normal old school instruments don't work. You really got to use satellite navigation, and that's it.
Alert is running out of diesel fuel, so Adam needs to get the Electra flight-worthy right away.
What?
But he's learning that the longer the Electra sits idle, the more problems it develops.
Reverse! Button! This type of airplane is meant to have power on it all the time, meant to be flying all the time. It sits in a snowbank for 2 or 3 weeks, you bring it in, you thaw it out, you go to go flying with it, you got 10 problems.
Adam has discovered that one of the Electra's engines will have to be replaced. And Dwayne's big contract will go up in smoke if Adam can't get it done quickly. In the Buffalo hangar, one of Joe McBrien's Electras is getting a maintenance overhaul.
Like that?
Despite Joe's lack of affection for the turboprop plane.
Joe's been flying around in 1940 aircraft. It's time he changed. Now he's getting into 1950 and late 50 aircraft. Things are really getting modernized around here. It's good.
Our old way of the steam engine and the rusty old tractor, you sort of fade to the back of the yard.
Swapping a 3,700 horsepower jet engine is a big challenge.
Hold on.
But mechanic Adam Smith gets it done in record time.
Cool.
Adam's been a big push. You know, he's done a good job.
Make sure no cell phones.
But the next fix needs a more experienced hand. Director of Maintenance Rod McBrien is about to crawl inside one of the plane's jet fuel tanks to replace a fitting.
Who knows what kind of cell phone technology will light off the fuel tank?
That could be a fatal decision.
Yeah, that'd be the last call.
Yeah.
That's what you call last call. Why?
In spite of the jokes, it's a dangerous job. Even a tiny spark inside the wing tank could ignite the volatile fumes. To avoid inhaling the fumes, Rod wears an oxygen mask.
Want a flashlight?
More air.
More air?
Yeah.
How's that?
Perfect.
Rod's inside the fuel tank here. Thoroughly enjoying it, so.
For you, whenever you're ready with a fitting.
Fitting?
On the not quite so glorious side of aviation.
We're just hooking up the slosh baffler after we installed the fuel tank fitting. It had to be resealed. Pain in the ass to do something simple.
Now they're ready to test the Electra's engines.
I know your Alzheimer's has been affecting you lately, so you might want to go sit in the seat and
well,
make sure you remember.
I was going to go sit up there and
make it. Rum. Putt putt. Kabang.
Captain Ray Weber is itching to get this plane up in the air.
I get the shakes if I don't fly. Start a withdrawal, I guess.
You must be shaking pretty good by now.
Oh, yeah.
Ray came out of semi-retirement to fly Buffalo's Electras 3 years ago, but he hasn't been very busy.
It's got some good contracts, but then when those are done, it's been kind of sporadic afterwards.
For the first time in months, Ray can fire up the Electra's engines for an engine test.
Are we ready for a rodeo, Ray?
Yep, we're ready to start.
It's checked here, it's got good power, so we'll turn him on.
The pressure is on. Dwayne won the bid on a lucrative military contract to haul fuel in the Electra.
With an Electra, you know, it's so expensive, the phone doesn't ring off the wall for it. So we have to market this correctly.
I say kudos to Dwayne for standing up to the old man and actually going for business. So all hands on deck, we got to get the job done.
Okay, now number four.
We got 10,240 RPM. That's just about perfect.
gearbox light comes on, gearbox light goes out.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Good Navy.
Good Navy.
The newly installed engine number 4 seems to be working perfectly. But after the run-up, a nasty surprise.
New engine's got a bit of a fuel leak. We did a fuel pressure check inside the hangar, and it was all fine. As soon as we go to put fuel to it with some air and everything, it starts pissing. Pretty much puts everything back in it.
Meanwhile, over in Buffalo's cargo terminal, it's another frantic day for Kelly.
Holy f**k. I'm like a bloody disaster here today. What?
Adding to her stress, Kelly has an appointment to be fitted for her wedding dress this afternoon.
The lady wants to do it today and start altering it before, because it's going to take her quite a while to do it.
Hi, this is Janelle from Buffalo.
Next door in Courier.
Are these boxes?
Janelle is getting some help from her mother, who's visiting from Alberta.
I told her after the third day I was here, I go, you know what, you deserve a gold medal. Holy.
Janelle is supposed to be managing the courier side.
Copy that.
But she's still doing the grunt work.
It's so much responsibility, especially when it's busy.
Janelle feels her new position isn't what was promised.
You have a FedEx package here to pick up.
So, with her mother's encouragement, Janelle's writing a letter of resignation.
You know, we gotta move on eventually, so now's the time, I think, for me. I'm all nervous.
Don't be nervous, sweetheart.
I'm just shaking. What's wrong with me? You know, I never promised that I would change Courier and turn it all around, you know? Like, I mean, I underpromised and I over-delivered in a lot of ways.
Okay, send.
Janelle's resignation comes as a shock to her Aunt Kelly.
She didn't actually tell me she was leaving. And I just went and checked my emails, you know, and all of a sudden there's an email from Greg Perdue in Edmonton, and all it says is, do you know anything about this? And I read down, and it's Janelle's resignation letter.
I don't know, man. I'm just, like, you know, quite the position here, and I feel obligated to you guys, okay?
Kelly's plans for her wedding in Mexico are suddenly in jeopardy. She'd been counting on Janelle to hold the fort.
Pretty much left me in a really f***ing bad position here, and she knows it, and I don't know why she's f***ing pulling, or why, or what I've ever done here. I can't quite figure it out. But I'm just pretty hurt right now.
Yeah, some people may have been, you know, surprised, but, I mean, it's not about those people, really. It's about me making a big decision and trying to move forward with my life, you know. Cold.
I'm always so f***ing drama.
If it's bad timing, I'm sorry. But I just really think that it's just going to be a really good thing for me. Sometimes you just have to take that step and move forward. And, you know, along the way, maybe you'll find out what you really want to do, you know?
In the hangar, Adam fixes the fuel leak on the Electra.
This is the FCU, it's the fuel control unit. And we found the FCU leaking and a crack line. But we think we got it all fixed now. We got a fuel pressure check and it checked out good, there's no leaks.
Let's go burn some of those gas here, make them happy.
Just gonna go bomb around in the Great White Elephant.
With the fuel leak fixed, it's time to flight test the new engine. And the retrained crew will also be checked out on this flight.
Okay, we're there in 4.
4 is clear.
Okay,
start. Buffalo 1101 now taxiing for departure.
There's only a few days left before Buffalo's biggest contract. It's all riding on this test flight.
Rotating.
Buffalo Airways' newly repaired Electra returns from a test flight and pilot assessment.
It felt really good to get back in the air again. And, of course, when we did the rides and the inspector signed our pilot proficiency cards, both Sean and I had big grins on our face.
It's thumbs up, both for the plane and the pilots.
We've got our crews trained. We are on our way.
The start of Duane's big contract to haul diesel fuel to the remote Canadian Forces Station near the North Pole is fast approaching. Yellowknife is already pretty far north, but Alert is another 2,600 kilometers further north. Before he sends the Electra to the top of the world, Joe wants to make sure it's ready. He decides to test it on a shorter run first.
I want to run a food mill with it. The boys can go up to Normal, show their flag, and then the airplane's exercise ready to go to work.
The more you exercise an aircraft, the more you use it, the better an aircraft is. The more it sits, the more it breaks. That's common sense.
Buffalo will use the Electra instead of a C-46 on this week's valley run up the Mackenzie River. The Electra is cost-effective on long hauls, not on short stops. So this test run will be expensive.
We're not talking a couple thousand, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars. But in the meantime, at least we have the crew, we have everybody in place, and we can make that money up in a heartbeat.
Hey Adam, start it up!
Buffalo 1101, now taxiing for departure, runway 27, right turn out.
We had a brand new APU on board, we had a brand new engine, we had basically a brand new crew because they hadn't flown in 8 months.
We're going faster than Justin's used to already here.
Yeah, straight up getting dizzy. Can you guys slow down?
The four-engine turboprop covers the delivery route in half the time it takes a C-46.
Landing.
Bosses wanted us to exercise the Electra, so we're here in Norman Wells, see how she works. So far, so good.
It looks like the Electra is finally ready for prime time.
I'm ready to move forward. But look out, you know, 100%. Way we go. Let's get her done.
Kelly's been managing both the cargo and courier operations since Janelle walked away from the job. But Kelly's still forging ahead with her wedding plans.
Supposed to get my wedding dress fitted today?
Even though she has no idea how she'll get away to Mexico, since Buffalo hasn't found anyone to replace her yet.
Well, I can't just f***ing go.
There you go.
Young pilot Graham Ferguson offers to cover for her while Kelly and her friend Penny take her wedding dress in for alterations.
I should wear one of these down there. How you doing, buddy? Here, do you want me to change into it and then...
Yeah.
Holy, this thing is long. Look, how many feet you're going to have to shorten that. It's like the 360 mirror on what not to wear. You can look at my breasts.
Jesus, there's enough mirrors.
It's going to be awesome with the white socks. What was I supposed to wear? Okay, do I have to stand over here? Penny's going to help because she's going to tell you exactly what I want done.
Okay, well, she needs this pulled in. Well, let's see where your tattoo is.
I hate that thing.
She kind of wants to cover that.
We're going to make a bow there.
Yeah.
Make a on the top.
What?
No bows.
I don't want
no
bows.
Yeah, no poof.
cap.
But here's needs way more.
Yeah.
Unless you're giving me breast implants. Do you make those here?
No.
Damn. My feet are there somewhere.
And then you're going to bring it gradual out.
Yep.
It's creeping me out a bit. I can't believe I'm actually going to get married. Oh, my God. Am I smart or am I stupid? What am I? Can you dye it black?
No.
Oh, damn.
Back in his office, Mikey crunches the numbers for the big fuel haul to Alert.
150 liters to deliver. Oh, no.
When the power goes out, Yellowknife is hit by a power failure.
The whole town is out. Probably some raven landed on the power line.
It's about minus 40 out right now. Pipes freeze up. And once that happens, stuff starts to break. And usually after about 3 hours, with the power being out, they declare emergency. And they have emergency evacuation plans and stuff.
The lights, heat, and computer systems are all knocked out.
Power goes out in Miami for 48 hours, no big deal. But if it goes 48 hours in Young Life, that's between life and death for sure.
You really feel it, eh?
Yeah,
I'm
trying to get a Herman here. We're going to see if we get a Herman going.
Joe's biggest concern is that the pipes in the hangar could freeze and rupture, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage.
This cool not really that. This could be off for a while.
It could be 5 minutes, to 5 hours.
Gas-fired Herman Nelson heaters, normally used to warm frozen engines, are their only hope to keep the hangar pipes from freezing.
I guess Joe wants this Herman Nelson going so we can get some heat in the hangar, but to be honest, I don't know what Herman Nelson's going to do for the whole f***ing hangar. Like four of these things.
It's kind of like putting a hair dryer in a freezer, but it's all we have right now.
And it's going to get worse.
We're, you know, 20, 30 minutes away from everything just blowing up.
A power failure has plunged Yellowknife into a deep freeze.
Scare me, nothing circulating, eh?
Well, that's what I want to heat in here. The power went out. God died. So as we speak, I got leave and go start a wood fire.
Well, at my house, I still left my wood stove in there, eh?
Joe fuels the fire in his house.
For sure.
Then he goes next door to check on his son Rod's house. They don't have a fireplace or wood stove.
Wrap her in swaddling clothes or throw her in a manger next door.
Rod's wife Sasha and their daughter Emma Ray are getting colder by the minute.
I was showing older people, see, like lots of chimneys smoking around here. Here's lots of wood stoves, eh? No more get warm.
Okay, baby. We're going over to Grandpa's house.
And there's your extra wood there. Like I told him, after we've done that, then we burn the furniture.
Nice and warm, eh, baby?
This will keep you warm. It did pretty cold in a hurry, huh?
Oh, yeah.
40 below. But I want to see if I got the Herman's going. I don't want any air freezing up in that hangar. Oh, yeah, see you later. See you later.
By the time Joe returns to the hangar, the power is back on.
Look at our extension cords, sir. Hey, we got a little bit of emergency at the hangar.
But Buffalo is still dealing with a crisis.
Right now we're sitting at minus 40. The hangar boiler just went out.
Temperature's way down.
The power failure knocked out the boiler that heats the offices and hangar.
Our heater system's blowing cold air. That's no good. You know, we're, you know, 20, 30 minutes away from everything just blowing up.
The valve is open.
Rod returns and joins the others in the furnace room. If the boiler isn't fixed soon, the heating pipes in the hangar ceiling will freeze and burst, flooding the place.
See, it's not the heat on the ground we're worried about. It's the heat up there where all the pipes are.
Yeah, but you got any frost fighters left? Yeah, put it in that door there. Okay, I'll open the door, shove the duck in. Yeah.
In addition to the gas-fired Herman Nelson heaters, Joe can now use his electric-powered frost fighters.
No pressure there.
As Rod struggles to get the boiler working, pipes are already freezing. In the passenger lounge, one has burst.
It just blew out like a huge black waterfall of glycol. And the whole passenger terminal was about under about an inch of water.
Blew the f***ing line in the passenger room and flooded it.
Started all by itself.
You gotta make sure we get some heat going. This whole place would freeze up in no time. 40 below, it doesn't take long.
So Rod continues to troubleshoot.
That's the over-temp limit.
His ability to learn systems mechanically on the fly is amazing. So he just went in there, looked, and said, well, this is obvious, this goes this, this goes this, and he figured it all out in his head, and he got it running.
And just in time, before the hangar and planes are also damaged by burst pipes.
Lit. We're good.
Buffalo has heat again.
It's like an old supper heat.
Soon, it's back to business as usual, with Buffalo Joe sharing a little warmth of his own.
Do that? I got to run. God, what's this booties on here? We don't want to be this warm, do we?
Outside, the crew shifts gears to get the Electra ready for its big mission in the high Arctic.
Hold it! What? Whoa!
Got to do 12 trips with the, you know, the max load. Otherwise, we're not going to get the total load in there. So.
The plane has been hired to transport fuel to the military station in Alert, just 800 kilometers from the North Pole.
Good. Next one.
So the Electra is being fitted with three tanks that can carry 6,000 liters each.
Easy. Hold it.
Let's get this f***ing thing in.
It's ours.
Oh, my mommy told me there'd be tanks.
The tanks are on board. Everything looks good to go.
I think we did an extraordinary job for what we had and the timing we worked with.
Okay, down, Cliff.
But just as final preparations for the fuel haul mission are falling into place, Dwayne heads back to Ontario to squeeze in a visit with his family.
It's actually nice to sleep in your own bed once in a while.
But some people think he's left behind a lot of loose ends.
Dwayne's in shit. He gave us all the work, but none of the tools to do the work yet.
And it's 45 below or whatever the hell it is out there. So everybody's freezing. Oh, great.
It's supposed to be Kelly's day off.
Okay, you got a phone out there? I actually think it's here. Can you hang on a second?
But since Janelle's resignation, she's had her hands full, running both the cargo and the courier department.
Shit. Usually the days go by really fast, but now that I got to do this both sides for a bit, it seems like it's going to last forever before I leave. I can hardly wait. And I'll be in tomorrow, too. I'll just work 7 days till we figure somebody out. Buffalo Joe said to me, he says, you know what, I don't think we've shown you enough appreciation. I just want to thank you for all your hard work.
I'll come get you for your cigarette and your coffee.
Okay, thanks, Joe. That one little thank you means a lot.
Basically, who's left was just Kelly, so I offered my services to help as best I could.
Make all of these into your separate piles of by dates. Oh, Lord, shit. Thanks for doing that, Mikey.
Oh, no worries. And me and Kelly had a wonderful day. Actually, we had some fun.
I'm just happy I have my bitch over there to help me today.
Yay!
Hey! It's me and the Mikey McBrien hour.
With Mikey pitching in, Kelly makes it to her final wedding dress fitting after all.
All done.
Awesome. My heart's pounding. Like, oh, my God. Starting to sweat chunks here. I think it's perfect. Like, they did a really good job. I feel like a dork standing in a mall in a wedding dress.
Fitting then?
Yes, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. And thanks for helping.
Yeah.
Now you gotta get naked with me.
Woohoo!
You look really good in that dress. Look
thanks.
Like 5 years younger.
Well, I love you.
Yeah,
wanna marry
you
me?
I love you too. Why not?
Adam, Captain Ray Weber and his crew will need fuel, de-icing services, and accommodations when they're up in Resolute Bay.
From here to Resolute, Resolute to Alert, Alert back to Resolute.
But nothing is in place yet.
Yeah, I wish Dwayne was here because, you know, we got all these questions. I think he went home.
He gets us a job and then he doesn't stick around to pull it through. What a turkey.
With Buffalo's fuel haul mission to the top of the world just days away, Dwayne went home for a little R&R.
And here we are now with possibly trying to leave here Monday. This is Wednesday. Half of Wednesday is gone already, better than. So we got Thursday, Friday. You can't get much done on a weekend a lot of places. And we're expected to leave Monday. So we got 2 days of prep time.
Ray is starting to worry.
People get excited about doing something and they forget the logistics of getting ready. You can't go if you're not ready. I don't see a tag on it that gives you a weight.
And when he and co-pilot Sean Barry check Dwayne's figures, they don't like what they see.
Our max takeoff weight here is going to be 110.
Yep. So this is where Dwayne has this big time. He based his whole show on 23,750 pounds of load. You know, when we start doing this now, you're going to lose money.
And that was takeoff again.
Hey, Dan.
And now, Joe's starting to question Dwayne's figures, too.
No, it wasn't a quote. I just ran the numbers and gave them to Hicks. I'll have to get them right from him because we did it all longhand.
Hello?
Hey, Dwayne, it's Muggy.
Mike.
Hey, quick thing here. I'm just doing up the quote for Joe to see because Joe doesn't have anything physical in his hand to see. For this fuel haul.
Oh, no. I emailed all that to Forbes yesterday.
Forbes is claiming he has nothing, and Joe's on a rampage. What were we carrying per liter on the Electra each trip?
12.5.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. Double-checked and rechecked. Oh, Roxy. Resolute Bay. Can you phone them and say we need... Geez, we'll need almost like six rooms starting February 15th. That's what we get to do the job. 650.
And they're going to put us up?
No.
No, but where's our crew going to stay?
The hotels in Resolute, which is Roxy's phoning everywhere right now. Fuel.
Well, Resolute, there's only one hotel.
It turns out rooms and meals in Resolute will take a big chunk out of the budget.
It's probably grand a day at first. Resolute is the end of the world, eh?
When Joe finds out Dwayne hasn't planned accommodations for the crew, he takes matters into his own hands.
Maybe you can let me know what is available for accommodation up there.
Considerations, de-ice in res. Oh, shit.
A lot of other details, like the price of de-icing fluid in Resolute Bay, haven't been factored in the budget.
It is a good contract, but you can blow it with de-icing alone.
Dwayne is on his way back to Yellowknife as Joe continues to try to sort out the contract.
I want you to realize it's a lot to do for Manpower we have. If everybody gets to the gate, pulls hard, most of them. There's a lot to do.
Joe sends Mikey to pick up Dwayne at the Yellowknife Airport.
My father's worried because he has no real information. I think Hicks is walking into a shitstorm.
Please board down to departure gate 1. Thank you.
Let's have it, boys.
Oh, we're running around crazy trying to get all the work done.
Aviation is a small world, eh? And that's why everybody knows what you do in this business always comes back if you're good.
But as Dwayne walks into a meeting with Joe, he's about to get some bad karma.
I don't normally operate in the dark.
I've got to work it different
next time because I won't spend a week. What day did you leave here last week?
It was Friday. I went with Rod Friday. Yeah.
The week or today? Yeah, because I won't operate in the dark again. If you didn't come in today and I dispatched an airplane Monday morning, I wouldn't even know who to phone that is on my way. It's not the way I do things.
The plane leaves on Monday. Dwayne has just one weekend to pull this job together.
Hola.
Tell her when to start throwing those.
Kelly has left all her worries behind in Yellowknife. This is her day in the Mexican sun. And her wedding to longtime partner Juan Tresher is everything she hoped for.
Wrong finger.
This was the wedding that I dreamt about, the wedding that I always wanted, and the wedding that came true. And I'm really lucky because I found my one true love, and I'll have him for the rest of my life. And it took me a lot of damn years, but I have him. And I'm so happy about that.
After being scolded by Joe over the alert fuel haul contract, Dwayne is eager to redeem himself.
It looks to me like everything is covered.
The only thing is the oil.
Hey, I'll go over that. I got prop oil, hydraulic oil, and engine oil in a usable tote, and then I got backup prop oil, engine oil, and hydraulic oil in another tote.
He personally nails down the final details.
He's ready for us. When we come, I'll call him before we leave.
As they come down to the wire.
All the way in there, Rick.
Go.
We're, you know, really racing against the clock. Like, we're not in the days, we're in the hours until now when we have to go. So we really got to just pull up our socks and go to work.
To deliver 150,000 liters of diesel fuel from Resolute to Alert, Buffalo's Electra will end up using 140,000 liters of jet fuel.
The North is very strange when you're thinking that you're going to burn just as much fuel in the aircraft as you're trying to deliver. That just shows how extraordinary a place like Alert is. To get the things there, you got to do extraordinary things.
This is like the harshest place in the world to go to work. At the harshest time of year, right? So it's pretty serious shit.
Take me to the top of the world, Sean Barry.
It's up there. It's way up there. That's the top of the world. New experience. New place to go. The only place in the Arctic I haven't been, so.
It'll be as far away from Joe as I can get without leaving Canada.
Well, Greenland's not that far away.
Rotation.
Dwayne's first big win at Buffalo, but pulling it off successfully is going to take everything they've got.